A top official at the Environmental Protection Agency quit this week after a dozen years at the agency. He said the Bush administration is undermining anti-pollution efforts. His letter of resignation touches off another debate over corporate influence at the White House. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
Eric Schaefer joined EPA during the first Bush administration. He rose to become head of the office that brings civil cases to enforce the Clean Air Act and most other agency programs. His resignation wasn't a surprise, but the way he did it was. In a letter to EPA Administrator Christy Whitman, Schaefer said the agency is about to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory because, he alleged, the White House is undermining the Clean Air Act. He pointed especially to EPA's lawsuits against 9 utility companies with coal-burning power plants. Last year, Vice President Cheney's Energy Policy Task Force recommended a complete review of the program under which EPA filed the suits. 4 of the 9 companies had been close to settling their cases. When the task force became involved, Schaefer says that made all the difference.
As our lawyers keep telling us, the companies keep losing their pens when it comes to actually signing the consent decrees. They just can't bring themselves to do it.
The program at issue is called New Source Review. It says the power plants built before 1977 don't face the same tough emissions regulations as new plants. Schaefer says old plants have been enlarged and upgraded, but still not regulated, and that carries serious health risks.
When we look at the 9 companies we've sued, and we look at the sulfur dioxide and the nitrogen oxide emissions that they put out, you're looking at more than 10,800 premature deaths every year.
The administration's ties to the energy industry are well known. Details are the object of lawsuits, including one by Congress's General Accounting Office. What's not known is how much the industry lobbied, or had to lobby, to win this reconsideration of New Source Review. Quinn Shea is Executive Director for Environment at the Edison Electric Institute, the lobbying arm of the private utilities. He says institute lobbyists never approached the Cheney Task Force about New Source Review, but they are talking to the administration now.
To the extent that there are folks in the current administration that are willing to engage with people from all walks, environmental community and industry, then we are more than willing to take advantage of those opportunities.
Whitman, Schaefer's former boss, insists things aren't as bad as he suggests. She says other corporations are in confidential negotiations over New Source Review enforcement, and that Schaefer just had a different approach.
We believe that you can also get an awful lot if you can get business to the table and voluntarily start to settle some of these cases and not spend a whole lot of time and money in court.
Environmentalists are applauding Schaefer's letter. Brent Blackwelder at Friends of the Earth said that President Bush is, quote, the most anti-environmental president this country has ever endured. Schaefer's letter could also affect the upcoming Senate battle over energy policy. Today, President Bush again defended the administration's plan and the task force.
We listen to energy companies, which seems to make sense. If you're developing an energy plan, that's one place to start, is to listen to people who know something about the business. We also listen to environmental groups.
But Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle predicted that questions of industry influence will color the debate.
The more we can have the energy debate without the perceived influence of the energy companies to the level that they apparently have had access to the White House and the creation of their energy policy, the better it is for our country and ultimately for the creation of the policy itself.
Schaefer may be there to see some of the fireworks. Democratic Senator Joseph Lieberman wants to add him to the witness list at a hearing next week on the Bush administration's environmental record. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.